Hello world and welcome to the Wolf's Den today. Today we have Lone Wolf, a.k.a. George Wolf in the studio with us. How are you, my man?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Finally, we've had a couple of glitches trying to get you into the den.
Yeah.
Everything from snowstorms to tragedies in the family.
And
to
sickness.
All kinds of craziness. Yeah, I was pretty sick there for a while. So, George, tell us a little bit about yourself, my friend. Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Sydney.
I was
raised in Antigonish. My parents split when I was young, so I went back and forth. My dad lived in Toronto. My mom lived down east, so I traveled back and forth. I went to 11 different schools because I went back and forth every year.
Wow.
So I was always the new kid in school, and I was always a little on the shy side. And then eventually I kind of got into music. My mom's a really, really good songwriter. Wrote some songs for Lenny Mason and Jim and Don Haggard.
Nice.
And so I kind of picked up from her, you know, how to put a song together.
And you didn't let any of that trying to stick on you either when you came back to
the East Coast, eh? No. Well, you know, I went to Toronto right out of high school. I moved there. And I was there for a few years. And then ended up, I got my chef's, my red seal as a chef.
Oh, nice.
But at the same time, I was playing music. So I actually moved back to Halifax in 1988, worked at the Prince George Hotel as a cook, and really got into the music scene in Halifax.
Well, you were right downtown, right in it.
Right in it. Man, oh man. Dutchie was playing the Senior Frogs, and the Palace was open. Saw B.B. King at the Misty Moon.
Ooh.
And I had a great old time. Then I moved back to Ontario for a little bit. Met a girl, got married, and then I was playing full time in the country scene with a fellow named Brent Lee.
Whose
shirt I'm wearing.
Bare bones.
And we had a tour booked out west because he was from BC. And at the last minute, the guitar player and the drummer decided not to go.
Wow.
So he said to me, if I can get a drummer and a guitar player from Vancouver, do you want to just move out there? And I talked to my wife at the time, and she said, yeah, no reason why not to. Let's live the life, right? So moved to Vancouver and started playing. I did about 6-7 years as a full-time musician.
Wow.
And then over the course of time, changed lives, had a couple kids, and they wanted to eat, so to go back to work.
So Daddy retired to craft dinner.
But played with some really great people and some good recording artists and people out there. And did 2 years with Aaron Pritchett. Wrote his first single, which is on the CD that you have in your hand.
Wow.
And was really proud of that. And still making about $2 a month off of it. Royalties.
You're crooked, baby. I'll tell you, there's that craft dinner. Well, you can get $2 as well, $1.75.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then now you're from one coast, you're back to the other.
I came back to Nova Scotia a few years ago for my brother's wedding and just fell in love with it again. The people and everything I remembered about it was just how nice it is to be here and how stress-free it is. I went back to BC and I told my kids, who are adults now, said, when I retire, I'm moving home to Nova Scotia. And they were like, oh, okay, you know, that'll be 10 years or so. And then I met a girl and we fell in love. And she decided to sell her house. And when she sold it, the market in Vancouver dictated that she would get nothing for it. For the money she had wasn't even a down payment on a new house.
Wow.
So, but out here,
buy
would
really
buy
nice.
Two houses.
Yeah, exactly, eh?
So we just said, you know what? She was a bit of a gypsy, and I'm a bit of a free spirit. And we said, let's do it. Let's move down east. We packed everything, 2 French bulldogs into the back of a Jeep, and shipped a bunch of furniture and
wow. Loaded up the home and you moved to Halifax.
It took us a couple of weeks to get here and then got here and then right in the beginning of January when it was nice and cold and snowy. And
isn't Ontario long?
Ontario is really long. Well, we stopped and visited her brother in Timmins and her sister in Niagara-on-the-Lake and Christmas Eve with my parents in Toronto. So Yeah, it was a fun drive.
Yeah,
and we did a little thing. So we started a Facebook page called Stomping Across Canada. I do a fair bit of Stomping Tom.
Yeah,
and so every city that he had written a song about, I would sing the song. So we did one about Winnipeg.
Yeah, I was going to say there was definitely one in there about Winnipeg.
yeah.
There's a Moose Jaw one in there too.
Red River Jane.
Yeah.
And then we did, Sudbury Saturday Night, and we did the hockey song. We're actually at the hockey arena in Timmins, and they were playing a junior B game. So we did the hockey song with the game going on in the background.
Nice.
And I've had a ton of people go and visit that page, which is really cool.
Yeah, so my wife and I went to Alaska a few years ago. We drove the motorhome as far as Calgary, and I pretty much blogged every day where we were going across the country. Yeah. And we had a lot of people following us. It was a lot of fun.
It was very cool. We pulled into, when we pulled into Winnipeg, we went into the hotel and we said to the guy behind the desk, I think it was the Super 8, and we said, do you mind, it's kind of cold outside, we'd like to film George singing in the lobby. And he said, absolutely, not a problem. So we filmed it and posted it. Then the hotel followed it and they shared it with all of their, on their hotel page.
Nice.
Here I was singing Stomp a Tom in the lobby of the hotel. So
you gotta like that.
It was a lot of fun.
Now, how long ago did you get the inspiration to do this one?
Well, I've been writing songs since I was 12 years old, maybe younger. I always joke around with people. I say, I'm going to sing a song now. It's so old, I wrote it in crayon. But in actual fact, I've got some songs I wrote in, like, pencil crayon,
Yeah.
So it's been a long time, and I've always worried about, having all these songs in my head and not having them on a medium of some sort.
Okay.
So, as it turns out, my son decided when he was 18 that he was going to go to recording art school. So his final project, he had to produce a full CD.
Aww.
And he said, Dad, I want to do your songs. So I said, great, beautiful studio. So I called up a great drummer named Sean Susie, originally from New Brunswick, my guitar player Doug McFetridge, played pedal steel as well. Jeff Robertson played keys and acoustic guitar. Mike Sanishin, who's a CCMA award-winning fiddle player.
I was going to ask you who was plucking the fiddle because, man, oh, man.
He is a monster.
He was a monster. I wrote it down. That was on Weeping Willow was the one that really got me.
And a few other friends jumped in. Damien Marshall is a West Coast recording artist, sang backups on one song. And it was a labor of love. Everybody really, really put in a lot of effort into it. And I also did a Kickstarter, and so by the end of the day, the whole thing maybe cost me $5,000, and including the Kickstarter, less than $1,000.
Wow.
So, and then of course, everybody that put in for the Kickstarter got a CD and a t-shirt and that. But there's a couple of songs. Well, all of the songs are from the heart. It's all original.
Yeah, well, you know what, George? We're going to listen to a couple of songs here in a minute.
Sure.
And when we come back, let's get into a little bit of about the CD. And you got a couple of messages inside the jacket that I think are important enough that we should let everybody hear.
Absolutely.
And we can talk about. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax. Right here in the Wolf's Den, we're going to give you a little bit of Lone Wolf. That's Mr. George Wolf. Right here on the Wolf's Den, CIOE 97.5, the home of the East Coast music.
Figured out, she'll turn and run away again. trouble getting over you. Nothing seems to come easy anymore, but I think I may have found a cure. I need to get away and have some fun. Let your merry melt away in the sun. Calling to work to say I'm taking some time to get acquainted with that salt line. I'm heading down to Tijuana tonight to find a lover in the Mexican moonlight. A senorita with compassionate eyes. I'll spend my time telling innocent lies. Margaritas through the heat of the day in a little air conditioned hideaway. It won't be long before I'm feeling alright. I'm heading out of Tijuana tonight. Walk down the beach with a drink in my hand. My shoes in a garbage can. I'll leave my watch and my phone behind. They're detrimental to my peace of mind. I'll find a place where they dance all night and wake you up with the tequila sunrise. Bet that waitress wants to be my friend. I ain't never coming home again. I'm heading down to Mexican moonlight, a senorita with compassionate eyes. We'll spend our time telling innocent lies. Margaritas through the heat of the day in a little air conditioned hideaway. Won't be long before I'm feeling alright. I'm heading down to Tijuana tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got George Wolf in the studio today, and we just listened to a couple of cuts off of Lone Wolf. Now, George, I'm opening up the front of your CD here, and the very first thing I hear or I read is country music has been described as three chords and the truth.
Amen.
Amen, brother. And you say you may have added a few chords, but everything here is honest and it's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every song you wrote on this, you wrote from your heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can tell that listening to this song. And you can tell the thought, and you can also tell some of the songs the meaning for you. Military Man. When I heard that song, the first thing that came to my mind was, other than it was an excellent tune, but the first thing that really came to my mind with it was, is I wonder how many daughters have come home and have had that little bit of apprehension, let's say, about introducing their parents to a guy that's, you know, probably not going to be home a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I loved the way the unconditional love came out in that song. You know, if he won your heart, then he can have your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I could definitely see where you're writing from the heart. Now, was that a heartfelt story there itself?
Well, let's see if I can tell the story without getting in trouble. I was talking to my daughter one day, who's I think probably 17, 18 at the time, and she said, "Dad, why don't you write a song about, you know, falling in love with a guy in the military?" And I said, "Sure." So I wrote it from the point of view of how I would feel if my daughter fell in love with a guy from the military. And that's where it came from. Not knowing that at the time she was dating a guy in the military.
Oh, so this was kind of sliding in the back door of the dad.
Yeah, so, but... And I still get chills every time I sing the part where about the coffins are coming out of the
planes
here. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's a really strong part of that song.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
and now Weeping Willow, you dedicated to, I take it Mr. Johnson is no longer with us.
My friend was a really great singer, guitar player, fiddle player. He loved country music with a passion. Brett was an advocate for keeping country. He's the nephew of Rick Tippey, who's just a superstar on the West Coast.
Okay.
He's been out as far as Ontario. I don't know if he's ever made it down here. His father, Elmer Tippey, is in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame as a country DJ.
Okay.
And but Brett was just he loved country music, and he had heard some of the early tracks. Unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 33.
Oh my. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss there.
And it was quite sad. In fact, there's another story that'll tie in with later. But it was quite a loss to the music community out there.
Yes.
So I wanted that song to reflect his love for country music and for real traditional country music.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really glad that he liked the pedal, you know, and the fiddle, because to me they're both, you know, intricate parts of country music. There's the sound of a nice steel player is just gives me goosebumps, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have yet to meet Bob McDonald. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. you know, there's a couple of really, really good pedal steel players around. When Ryan Cook was doing his Hank Snow show, I can't remember the gentleman's name. I want to say Asov, but I'm not sure what his name is, but he's an amazing, amazing steel player. Baby, We Are All Wrong. Now, I'm jumping all over the place here with your CD, just because...
That's what the CD does.
Yeah. Well, you know, Baby, We're All Wrong, and I wrote in my notes, but we're perfect.
Yeah.
You know...
Baby, We're All Wrong, but we're all right.
Yeah. But, I mean, for me, for me, it was just, but we're perfect.
Yeah.
You know, because it reminded me a lot of my wife and I, because... A lot of people just, when my wife and I got together, they looked at us kind of weird, because I came from one kind of world and she came from another.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody thought that we would ever mesh and get along. And this song, when I was listening to it, there was a lot in it that I could relate to between her and I.
Well, see, I had about 70 original songs to choose from. And so when I was putting the CD together, part of it was I wanted to kind of show that there was a diversity in the songwriting. Part of it was that I wanted to give my son, who was engineering the whole album, a bit of a challenge. Because, you know, so we had a real country rock song, we had a bluegrass song, and then we had a rockabilly song with a very different guitar sound and an upright bass.
The first two or three notes of Baby, We're All Wrong, all the first thing that came out of my mouth was swing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Swing. And my foot started to go, and I'm like, yep, I'm liking this.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, then the guitar, the swing style guitar came into it. Tell you the truth, there was parts of it that were a little bit Elvis-y for me.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm a big fan.
I think you must be, because there was the way you enunciated some of the words and some of the phrasing in that song.
Well, I was in a little bit of Robert Gordon.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but to me, I got a little bit of an Elvis out of that.
Yeah.
I really did. Now, Show Me Your Heart. There's got to be a story there.
I wrote that song back in the probably 1989, and it ended up on an 8-track demo tape of an independent artist in Ontario named Tom Barlow, as a kind of a rock ballad. And then that song, I'd always considered it one of my best written songs, so I always kept it around. So then I had a friend that was a really great, he had a keyboard player, but he did a lot of demos for songs. So I said one day, just for shits and giggles, so why don't you do it as a Backstreet Boys tune? So he demoed it as a boy band song, and it was amazing. Like, you wouldn't believe it, but I couldn't get anybody to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't sing it. It was way too high. So when the opportunity came to sing it as kind of like a country ballad, there's a few little notes in there that incorporate a little bit of that boy band version, because as it turns out, the gentleman who did the recording passed away.
Oh.
And this, my tribute to him was to leave a couple of his little touches in there. So, Mike Norman, if you're listening, thank you.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, it was like, you know what? You got to show me your heart. Words aren't enough.
Yeah.
You know, you got to show me your heart, because I've been burned before.
Yeah.
You know what, George? I think it's time we hear another tune.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to another tune off of Lone Wolf right here in the Wolf's Den on CIOE 97.5, the home of East Coast music.
Weeping Willow, don't you cry for me. I'll be all right tomorrow. Don't need your sympathy. My baby, she done gone, left me alone. Weeping Willow, don't you cry.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We've got George Wolf in the studio today, and we're showcasing Lone Wolf, his latest CD. Now, Tijuana Tonight. Yeah. Telling innocent lies. It's a little bit of an oxymoron there.
Well, you know, it's it's like, you know, you're talking to a girl in the bar and she goes, "Oh, my back is really sore." And you say, "Oh, I used to be a massage therapist." Not hurting anybody. And if it gets you a back rub, well, then, you know,
it gets
no
you
harm,
a back
no,
rub.
No harm, no foul.
Exactly. Now, the very first song, George, Heart Like a Hurricane, really liked the pedal steel in that. And something else that was really, really, really good were the harmonies.
Yeah.
I'm all about harmonies, okay? And good harmonies are not a real common thing these days. There's lots of people that try, lots of people that don't quite get there. Now, I'm not complaining because I'm not a singer, so I'm never going to judge anybody on that, but the harmonies in this were excellent.
Well, so I spent years and years on the road. In fact, when I was young playing with my mom would play coffee houses around Antigonish, New Glasgow, playing her acoustic guitar, singing her original songs. And there I was at 9 and 10 years old, playing a three-string upside-down ukulele and singing harmony to her. So I learned to sing harmony at a young age. And then one night we were warming up to do a talent show at the United Church in Antigonish, and my voice cracked just like that, and I didn't sing for another 4 or 5 years.
Is that
because
right?
It just went like that, and I was done.
I know all about that.
And then what got me back into singing was in junior high, actually grade 9 and 10. I started singing barbershop, and my voice had lowered to the point where I was singing the bass part in the barbershop quartet, and I really learned how to sing in barbershop.
I wish I would have.
And I sang all the harmonies on that song, by the way.
You sang
That's
all the harmonies.
All me on there.
Wow.
100% Lone Wolf.
Wicked. Well, I guess that's why you sound so good together, because it's you. But no, I would say probably the if, you know, people ask you if you have any regrets, I think probably the only regret that I ever had was that I didn't stand firm when it came to music.
Well, and I'll tell you the other thing about that song. So I wrote that song about someone in my life that I felt needed a song written about them. And I pitched that song to Aaron Pritchett. And he really, really liked it. It went on his first album. And it was, in fact, it was the first single he ever released to radio. And the local radio station in Vancouver didn't want to play it. They said, "Oh, no, you're just a local guy. We don't play local guys. We're programmed out of Toronto." And we were, at the time, we were doing a house gig at a bar. We were playing every Sunday. There was probably 700-800 people there every Sunday. They were getting 1,000 phone calls a day at the radio station, play Aaron Pritchett. So they finally played him, and that song got him on the radio and ended up going top 30, top 40 in BC, top 60 in Canada.
Wow.
For a guy with no big record label behind him and no big press release or anything like that, and did really well. And I'm proud of that song. And Aaron and I are still friends. I'm going to see him play tomorrow night.
Here?
Yeah, he's at the casino with George Canyon.
Two.
And so the reason that I got a song on this album was I just wanted to say this is where it all started.
Wow.
So,
so now, George, you you keep yourself busy.
Yep.
You're always, you seem to always be at a bar somewhere playing lately.
Well, I've been trying to get out as much as I can because, I made my living as a bass player for years. But when I did the album, I decided I wanted to shift and I wanted to go more towards being a songwriter and more towards being a performer. So I currently play in I play bass in four bands.
Now, do you want to do some shameless plugs here?
Well, Lone Wolf, coming soon to a bar or a Newfoundland club near you. Lisa Richard,
who yes,
gets
yep.
played on your station, is a fabulous artist that I'm doing a bunch of shows with her.
Actually, I saw you and Lisa together at a... There was a post on Facebook about you two doing a gig together.
I play with Tracy McKenzie, who's going to be appearing at Fox Mountain
this summer.
And a band called Touch of Grey, Donnie Webb and Tommy Fisher.
Yeah.
Really great musicians. We just have a blast playing together.
Matt Balzer is running things down at Fox Mountain.
That's right. Yeah.
And he's done, I got to say.
That was a loud one.
It wasn't ever. has he ever done an amazing job these last couple of years?
It looks like a fabulous festival. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, I'm not booked for a festival that weekend. And I've already told my wife that, you know what, we're going to that this year. Cause I know quite a few of the people that are playing. So, Lady Rogue will be there again this year. There's a couple other
bands. I'm playing with Tracy on Thursday, and I believe Lisa on Friday.
Yeah, and Lisa's playing there this year. Yeah. So, no, I say hats off to Matt and to Heidi and the crew down at Fox
Mountain. Absolutely, yeah.
And that's something now that you've been doing a lot of. You've been doing the bars around Halifax, you've been sitting in with a couple of buddies of ours every now and again.
Skin and Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, another... couple of fabulous musicians,
and you know what? And you you fit right in there, like a glove with them.
I like to say that the reason I worked so hard as a bass player over the years was that I got along with everybody, and that's way more important than outplaying other bass players.
Yeah. You know, if you're easy to get along with, it's a whole lot easier gig. Yeah, you can get a lot more gigs if you're easy to get along with.
Well, you know, I used to say you take two great drummers, and one's an asshole, and one's not. Hire the guy that's not.
Yeah. You know who's getting hired.
Bass players, rhythm guitar players.
Yeah. Yep. But now, you say that Lone Wolf, you're going to put that together as a full band, are you?
Well, I've done a couple gigs at the Perfect Pour, which is, you know, rest in peace, is no longer. And I played the Newfoundland Club, hoping to play there again in the new year.
Better watch Johnny Drake. Don't come after you.
I kind of took a little time to. Well, I got married in September.
Yes, and I was going to bring that
The day of Hurricane Dorian.
Yes,
and you know what? And my guests were blown away.
Yes, were they ever blown away? And you know what? One of the nurses that used to administer my chemo, she got married on that day too. Yeah. And you know, and I said, "What a way to start your marriage, hey buddy." She was wild.
Yeah, but
every day after that, I'll be a little calmer.
Yeah. But they say if it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck. I must have amazing.
Yeah, you're gonna have awesome luck, buddy.
Buckets of luck. But anyways, and that's a whole other story. I really enjoyed the guys I play with are just great, and so I kind of spent a lot of time getting that together and doing everything and. The last couple of months have been a little frantic, but I put together some promo and releasing songs to radio, and I really want to go out and start getting some more original type gigs and things like that.
Well,
I know, and it takes time. I joined the East Coast Music Association and Music Nova Scotia, and I'm just gonna keep putting my name out there as much as I can.
Well, you know what? My experience is that the guys that work to get work.
Yeah,
the guys that are busy stay busy. The guys that wait for it to come to them, they just sit and wait.
Yeah, waiting for nothing.
You know, that's like waiting for the hurricane to come and hit you on the head, or the lightning to strike. You know, people that work at working stay working. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to another tune here off of Lone Wolf right here in the Wolf's Den on CIOE 97.5.
One, two, one, two, three.
I like country western, you like rock and roll. I like to go fishing, you like staying home. Baby, we're on roam, but that's alright. I like bread and jelly, you like ham and cheese. I like deep dish pizza, you like Japanese. Baby, we're on closer to you. I like action movies, you like girly flicks. I cheer for the Lakers, you cheer for the Knicks. Baby, we're on roll, that's alright. Baby, we're on roll, that's alright. Baby, we're on roll, but that's alright.
Wolf is going to play us a tune live here in the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, here's a little Christmas song that's not on the CD, but I like Western Swing, I like Bob Wills, so I wrote this one as a little Texas called Christmas Down in Texas.
Christmas Down in Texas.
Well, it's Christmas down in Texas, where the Lone Star shines so bright. The coyotes on the mesa serenade the silent night. The presents are all shining all around the mesquite tree. Well, it's Christmas down in Texas, where my baby waits for me. And I'm out here in Montana, surrounded by the snow. And where my baby is, I hope there ain't no mistletoe. Well, it's Christmas time in Texas, and I'll be there like we planned, to celebrate the season down beside the Rio Grande. I'm out here in Montana, surrounded by the snow. And where my baby is, I hope there ain't no mistletoe. Well, it's Christmas down in Texas, and I'll be there like we planned, to celebrate the season down beside the Rio Grande. Well, it's Christmas down in Texas, where my baby waits for me.
You folks want another one?
Yes, I think maybe we should do another song there, George.
There you go. You want another one?
Sure.
Sure, I got another one for you. Well, let's do a little bit of that Weeping Willow.
All right, there you go. A little bluegrass, bit of bluegrass.
Song. The song actually went number 4 on the European Independent Internet Country Radio charts.
Holy hell, that's about folk.
Which is basically two guys in Sweden with a laptop.
Weeping Willow, don't you cry for me. I'll be alright tomorrow, no need your sympathy. My baby, she done gone, left me all alone. I'll survive, just you wait and see. Weeping Willow, don't you cry for me. Weeping Willow, don't you cry for me. I'll be alright tomorrow, don't need your sympathy. I'm feeling blue today, clouds are in my way, the sun will shine tomorrow, wait and see. Weeping Willow, don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me.
Woo! Woo-hoo! There you go.
Goodbye to the people, Wayne.
Goodbye, people. Thanks for stopping in. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen, just a quick public service announcement, okay? The warming station is open now at the Gateway Church on the Beaver Bank Road in Lower Sackville. Just go behind and knock on the door. They'll let you in any night of the week. Also, Knox United Church, they have an office behind their church as well. Ring the doorbell. They're accepting gift cards of $5 for Superstore, Sobeys, Giant Tiger, and Tim's. Okay, just $5 ones though, okay? Just little small ones. That's all they're asking for. You can put them in an envelope and just write on them that they're for the people for the warming station and the food bank that they have. They also have a food truck on Friday nights that'll be at Acadia Hall. Free food for people that are homeless, and they also have a trailer with clothes on it. So if you can help out in any way, now's the time to do it. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. Have a great night.
Tell me to get over it. They tell me to cheer up. They say that time will heal all wounds. I wish they would just stop. There's no way to fix the pain of someone taken way too soon. It's a hurt you can't explain unless it's happening to you. You can heal a heart that's broken because the parts are all still there. But when a giant piece is missing, there's nothing left there to repair. I know someday I'll feel better, but right now I'm feeling numb. So I'll just sit here missing you and hope that someday comes. I don't know if you can hear me. I could be talking to myself, but your memory's still with me, like your picture on the shelf. And I still wake up every morning wishing you were here again. It's a constant quiet aching, and there's no ending to this pain. You can heal a heart that's broken because the parts are all still there. But when a giant piece is missing, there's nothing left there to repair. I know someday I'll feel better, but right now I'm feeling numb. So I'll just sit here missing you and hope that someday comes. I'll still sit here missing you, hope that someday comes. I love you forever. I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living. My baby will be.